There's always this assumption with a first novel that a lot of it is autobiographical. In the case of Everything I Own, I wouldn't say that it's autobiographical per se. Michel was born in Massachusetts, as I was, but his family returns to Quebec because his father has an opportunity to return the family back for economic reasons. My father had a similar opportunity. It didn't happen. He didn't take it. We didn't move. So the novel, I guess, is perhaps an attempt to answer what if. What would have happened had I returned to Quebec as a kid? So Michel is a diehard separatist for a good part of the novel, eventually grows disillusioned with the Parti Québécois. And I guess in some romantic way, I was independentiste as well until I moved to Montreal as an adult and actually got the lay of the land. There are also creative parallels between Michel and myself. He's a songwriter. I'm a fiction writer. So we're both concerned with sound and rhythm and images. And there are other autobiographical elements as well. But those are for me and my wife and my family to know about. And that's probably about it.